Hey, it's Scott Bywater here, and I've got a question from a real estate agent about marketing and how to get more listings. So here are my thoughts. The first thing to keep in mind is to look at the potential seller, and that's where we've got to start, no matter what sort of marketing that we do. So now the potential seller is someone who owns a home and they basically want a couple of things. First, they want to sell their home for the maximum price. And second, they generally want to sell it fast. So if I was a real estate agent, the first thing I would probably do is create a number of lead magnets which tap into that. So one could be, how to sell your house faster and for more money, for instance. Yeah, but there could be a number of other things that people are interested in who are looking at selling their house. So they might want to know, what other prices have sold for in the area. So a report of all the home prices in the last year or 2 years or 3 years or 5 years, that sort of thing could be highly, highly valuable in that case because it provides some really specific information. So the first thing you've got to look at is you've got to go, okay, who's my buyer persona and what do they want? Yeah, and really dig into that and talk, you probably know a bit already, but, talk to your sellers, talk to people who bought with you and ask them, why'd you buy with us? Why'd you go with us over the competition? What was your thinking process throughout it? What instigated the decision? All of that sort of thing. And then start to create reports and lead magnets based on that. So now that you know that, the second thing that you really want to, look at is you want to look at content because, you would assume that someone who's going to sell their home is going to do a bit of research. So you want to be looking at, well, what are all the questions that you get asked by potential sellers? And you want to be answering them online and taking the time to answer them so that when they do the searches, you're going to pop up. Now, interesting book called They Ask You Answer by Marcus Sheridan. And he talks about how he looked at a number of leads, like I forget the exact number, but let's say it's 100 leads, 50 bought, 50 didn't. And he thought, what's the difference between the ones who bought and the ones who didn't? And he found the ones who bought had actually read 30 or more pieces of content. So that's really useful to know. So if I was a real estate agent, I would be getting all of those questions and I would be answering them, much the same as putting together a video, putting together blog posts, that sort of thing, and answering those questions in detail and particularly in specifics, to your area, so to speak. So there are a couple of the things, and then at the end of each of those, each of those blog posts, you would then link off to a lead magnet where you would bring them into your funnel and then you could follow up via email. Now, the thing that you could also do here is you could then promote those particular blog posts to your area. So if you're in a particular area, you could then advertise those blog posts on Facebook. People would go there, they would see you as an expert because you're giving them all this information, and then you could send them back to the lead, to the lead magnet, offer the lead magnet so they join your funnel. So there's a few thoughts in terms of that which would be really highly valuable. Now the other thing that I would be doing as well in this sort of situation is I would also be looking at, when someone sells their home, they're ecstatic, they're really happy, they're really excited. What I would be trying to do when they actually sell their home is I would be getting a testimonial from them real time. Get your iPhone out, say, hey, do you mind doing a testimonial for us? Bang, you put that up. Now you don't only do that, but then you start to promote those testimonials. Jane and John, they sold their house at this address. They're like ecstatic. You have these video ads popping up on Facebook to people who've, let's say, been to the area of your website where they're looking at selling. And so you're having all of this credibility information popping up into that space. So that's a really powerful thing, which you can, which you can also be doing in that case. So there's lots of different moves that you can be making as a real estate agent? I mean, one of the things I will be looking at doing is creating some sort of a Facebook group as well, just for, you know, people who are looking to sell in your area, so that you can have the expertise and be seen as an expert. Because the game is essentially all about trust. It's all about trust and it's all about relationship. So the more content you can have, and if they've seen, if someone's read 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 pieces of content from you, you know, and you talking about, you know, the aspects of selling and sharing your expertise versus someone who they haven't read anything from, your odds of getting that listing are going to be so much, you know, higher in that sort of, you know, in that sort of case. So there's a few ideas on selling your property. Obviously, once you bring people in your funnel, you can have emails and establish your authority even, you know, even more. But just to summarize, yeah, number one, create some really strong lead. Oh, number one, really get inside your customers' heads and find out what sort of information they need. Number two, create some really strong lead magnets that will really get your target market's attention. And number three, create content, you know, so that you are seen as an authority. Number four, promote that content so that, you know, people actually see it who are in your target market. And number five, whenever you get a sale, really, you know, push it out there. You know, let people know that you are an expert at what you do. There's a summary of lead generation for real estate agents that you can go and test out. So I'd love to, you know, to see how you go with the testing, and if you use this and get some results, let me know. Cheers.